Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. If singing has always been part of the human experience, then dancing is surely its equal. This week, the Harmonia Traditions series explores dancing from medieval Italy to 18th century Scotland, as well as a new release of music by Hieronymus Praetorius.
Thank you.
We heard the motet Nunc Dimittis Servum Magi by Hieronymus Praetorius. The ensemble Weser Renaissance Bremen performed under the direction of Manfred Cordes. Their performance is part of a new CPO label release entitled San Marco in Hamburg. Dance has been a part of Western culture for at least 2 millennia. Like singing, the rhythmic movement of the body to music is a form of expression that ranges from simple motions to virtuosic display. The plethora of dance classes available to us today and the many styles taught is indicative of how important we hold dancing to be, whether done alone, by a couple, or even in communal settings. If we look at medieval European culture, we discover that they held dancing in just as high a regard. People then had their favorite dances and music to accompany them. We'll hear a medieval estampita and a saltarello performed by Sinfonie with Stevie Wishart, Jim Denley, and Pedro Esteban. Thank you. Dance music from the Middle Ages, we heard the estampita Cominciamento de Gioia, or Beginning of Joy. That was followed by a saltarello. The two dances were performed by Sinfonie, Stevie Wishart, Jim Denley, and Pedro Esteban. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue with our tradition series and the topic of dancing. Dance music in the late Renaissance flourished throughout Europe with the help of music publishing. The public's ravenous demands were met with collections of dances that could easily be played and danced to at home. One such collection was Pierre Falaise's first book of dances of 1571, which contained some of the most popular dances of the period, including many of the top 10 hits making their way around Europe. We'll hear a set of dances from Falaise's first book. Peter van Huygen directs an ensemble of winds and strings.
Thank you.
We heard dance music from the Renaissance. Pieces from Pierre Fallet's 1571 First Book of Dances were performed by an ensemble under the direction of Peter van Huygen. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, our traditions series continues with the theme, dancing. Today's ballet owes much of its existence to Louis XIV and Jean-Baptiste Lully. The king, who was an avid dancer, founded the first dance school known as the Académie Royale de la Danse. Lully, the most prominent of Louis XIV's composers, was also a dancer who shaped the direction of French dance for decades following the Academy's establishment. Modern ballet's five basic dance positions come from this period. Café Zimmermann will perform three of Lully's dances, a petit air, a sarabande, and the Chaconne de Phaéton. Thank you. A Chaconne from Lully's Phaeton. Before that, we heard two dances, also by Lully, a Petit Air and a Sarabande. The Baroque Orchestra Café Zimmermann was directed by Pablo Valetti. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring dance music. Some of the most interesting music for dancing comes from 18th century Scotland, and in particular, the country dances, which include the jig, the reel, the strathspey, and the waltz, all of which are danced by mixed couples. Many of today's country dance tunes find their origins in the 18th and 19th centuries. We'll hear Concerto Caledonia perform a set of dances by 18th century composer Robert McIntosh. The ensemble is directed by David McGuinness. Thank you. We heard dances from 18th century Scotland. Concerto Caledonia performed four pieces by Robert McIntosh. David McGuinness directed. Our new release of the week comes to us from the CPO label. Entitled San Marco in Hamburg, the program features the choral motets of Hieronymus Praetorius. We'll hear Weser Renaissance Bremen, under the direction of Manfred Cordes, perform Adesto Unus Deus and Jubilate Deo Omnis Terra. two motets by Hieronymus Praetorius, Adesto Unus Deus and Jubilate Deo Omnis Terra. The ensemble Weser Renaissance Bremen performed in a new CPO label release. Manfred Cordes directed. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.